day.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
I've been hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Cutie pie, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors will think.
Oh, baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break this spell,
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no more.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Now what's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out.
Oh, but it's gone. Is no.
Baby, it's cold out there.
Your welcome has been.
I'm so lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Guess your lips look delicious.
My brother will be pacing the floor.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette.
Oh, never such a blizzard before.
I've gotta go home.
Oh, baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty in
room. Oh, if you caught pneumonia, I am dying.
I really can't stay.
Yeah, oh, but I hold out.
Oh, but it's gone outside. Oh, my
baby, it's gone outside.
Hello, this is Carmen de Leon. Hope your holidays are filled with great music, delicious food, and sugar plum fairies.
Oh, if I had but one wish for Christmas, I would wish for peace in the world. How nice it would be to sit neath the tree and know that the world lives in sweet harmony. I'd bring all of the boys home for Christmas, not just this one, but for all to come. if I could have wishes for Christmas, I wouldn't need more than just one. If my wish would be granted for Christmas, and the boys with their families would be the warmth of their love, like a sign from above, would glow like a ring round the tree. All the worry and fear would be banished, and the dark clouds would melt in the Oh, if I could have wishes for Christmas, I wouldn't need more than just one.
I'm Jim Nolan, wishing you a very merry holiday season. You've just heard We Three Kings by local B3 musician Bob Nave from the Ring 3 CD Project. And before that, the Ed Moss Trio with Lou Lausche on bass and vocals by Pam Ross doing One Wish for Christmas. Here are two more songs from Ring 3. The first is Midnight Snow by Linford Detweiler, and then Adeste Fidelis from Dan Dorf.
Thank you. This is Rick Soash. I'm a Cincinnati composer, and I'm glad to welcome the WVXU listening audience because you're about to hear a piece of music which I composed, and it's a piece of Christmas music, but there's no jingle bells or Silent Night or anything like that in it. It's original music. I think you'll agree it has a Christmas feeling to it, though. It's scored for violin, trumpet, cello, and piano, and it's the first movement of a piece I call Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, A Christmas Legend. The opening movement, which you'll hear in a moment, invites you to imagine as you listen the court of King Arthur at Christmas time. Imagine all the knights assembled and their ladies and in their finest, most resplendent costumes, the walls hung with colorful tapestries, a roaring fire, the food spread before you, and it's King Arthur's court at Christmas time. That's the mood that I'm trying to evoke here in this opening movement of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. It's played by Cheryl Trace, violin, Thaddeus Archer, trumpet, Robert Clemens, cello, and Greg Kostraba, piano. And these folks are all associated with the Toledo Symphony here in Ohio. So I hope you'll enjoy the opening movement of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight by, yours truly, Cincinnati composer Rick Soash. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. This is Annalisa Papano with the Catacoustic Consort. This is an arrangement of Josef Lieber, Josef Mein, two versions, one by Leonhard Schroeder and one by Hieronymus Praetorius.
Oh, yeah. This is Barbara Gray. A wonderful book has come our way, A Kentucky Christmas. It's edited by that lovely Kentucky poet, George Ella Lyon. And I'm going to read two poems from it. The first is titled The Red Taffeta Dress. It's by Jane Gentry. On Christmas Eve, it was under the tree in a long, flat box. My family's faces, washed in colored light, turned on me. I was afraid it was clothes. But when I tore the tissue off, I loved the sight of it, a dress as red as Sleeping Beauty's. In Granny's cold bedroom, Mother pulled it over my head. She'd sewn it right. It swept the floor and framed my face to prettiness. I walked out into the gazes of cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, father. How like a skin it was, wedding me to the dream, a sure joining, the red dress fitting my child body like a lost piece in the puzzle of the world. That's The Red Taffeta Dress by Jane Gentry. The next poem from A Kentucky Christmas is Two Wise Men by Frank X. Walker. My earliest inclinations were way too secular for membership in the House of God Youth Choir at age 12. I was bound for hell and the Little League, but if Mama needed an extra angel, wise man, or emergency Joseph, she'd flip her old singer to the upright position, scrape together enough thread and a yard or two of old curtains and sheets, trusting that I knew all the words, just 'cause I lived in her house, and she played the Temptations' Christmas album round the clock as soon as the Thanksgiving turkey was hash. I didn't know frankincense from mirth, still don't, but I learned to make up my own words to Silent Night and to stop asking how a little baby boy, born that close to Africa, to such ordinary folks, could grow up to be so white. That's from A Two Wise Christmas by Frank X. Walker, from the book A Kentucky Christmas, edited by George Ella Lyon. And one more short holiday poem to share with you, this from the much-loved Dr. Seuss. It's titled A Prayer for a Child. From here on earth, from my small place, I ask of you way out in space, please tell all men in every land what you and I both understand. Please tell all men that peace is good. That's all that need be understood in every world in your great sky. We understand, both you and I. A Prayer for a Child by Dr. Seuss, and a wonderful wish for your holiday. I wish you all a wonderful holiday and a perfect new year.
This is Nicholas Radina from your favorite Latin band, Tropicoso, here in Cincinnati. I'd like to introduce the next song for your Christmas salsa pleasure. Christmas time is here. Enjoy. Thank you.
This is Robin Lacey.
And this is Joni Lacey.
And we want to wish you all a Merry, Merry Christmas. And this is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
To town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hi, I'm Zach Morgan, and this is Sandy Claus and Mr. Pinch, produced by David LaBriere. Merry Christmas to all my friends at WVXU.
Deep in the ocean this past Fishmas Eve, while urchins crammed kelp candy canes in their craws, Mr. Pinch had a horrible plan up his sleeve to clip the conch shell of the great Sandy Claus. Sandy Claus was a crab with a jolly old soul, and he brought the best toys that a fishy could dream. Each Fishmas he came from the chilly North Pole in a magical shell with a six seahorse team. Sandy Claus, ho, 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 you have toys, we love you so. Mr. Pinch will take our toys, but soon he'll meet the birthday boy. The day before Fishmas, while Sandy was napping, Pinch clipped the reins till they hung by a lash. That night the reins snapped and were aimlessly flapping as Sandy's shell sank to a terrible crash.
Pinch was there waiting and bound Sandy Claus from top down to bottom with ropes made of kelp, and he gagged him with sponges too sturdy to gnaw, so Claus never fought him or hollered for help. Sandy Claus, ho, 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 you have toys, we love you so. Mr. Pinch, no, 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 you will make that lobster go. The Six Seahorse team didn't know what to do without Sandy Claus in his conch shell beside them. So off to Sam Swordfish's house they all flew. They knew that this kind-hearted genius would guide them. Sam swam to the bottom and cut Sandy loose, and they caught Mr. Pinch in a moldy old net, and they made him drink gallons of octopus juice, a lesson they knew he would never forget. Sandy Claus, toys will come and toys will go, but everlasting love and joy are what we give the birthday boy. Sandy Claus, ho, 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 toys will come and toys will go, but everlasting love and joy are what we give the birthday boy. What we give the birthday.
Merry Christmas. I'm Jim Stump, and I'd like to do a little reading from a new book called Santa from Cincinnati, How a Little Boy Named Santa Grew Up to Become the Real Thing, by Judy Barrett, with illustrations by Kevin Hawks. I was born baby boy Claus at 12:02 a.m. at the Cincinnati General Hospital on December 25th, many, many, many years ago. My parents had trouble deciding on the perfect name for me, but finally found just the right one in their soup. I was their first and their only child, so they took a lot of pictures of me. I was a pretty good baby, didn't cry too much, ate, pooped, peed, slept, sometimes. I was jolly and roly-poly and had rosy cheeks from day one. The doctor diagnosed me with a jovial disposition. I went through milestones just like most other babies, but mine were a little different. My obsession with toys started early. I played with them for hours. My favorite one was a stuffed reindeer. In fact, since I liked it so much, my mother got me several more. I took them everywhere. She gave me a pillowcase to carry them around in. Around age 5, I started wearing a fake beard and mustache so I could look just like my dad. My teacher didn't know quite what to make of it, but my classmates were amused. I had the most clever dad. He made all my toys in his basement workshop. They were the best toys in all of Cincinnati. I couldn't wait till I was old enough to help. When I was 10, my dad gave me my first set of professional tools. I made an amazingly elaborate toy that impressed him so much, he decided to give me the keys to the workshop with one rule. I had to do my homework first. The neighborhood kids liked to watch us through the window and asked if we could make some toys for them. So we did, for their birthdays, special occasions, and holidays. We got so many requests that we started keeping lists. They grew longer and longer every day. My mom felt it was important that I had other interests as well, so she kept me pretty busy. I also tried my hand at various part-time jobs to earn some money. I invented a cannon type of toy that shot newspapers right smack onto people's doorsteps. It worked like a dream, and I was very proud of it. Then one day, right before my birthday, I realized I had too many toys. Thousands too many, and I didn't have room for one more. So I came up with a clever plan. I would deliver one of my toys to every child in Cincinnati on Christmas Eve. My mom and dad helped me load them onto some sleds I'd tied together. Just as I was about to leave, I found more toys under my bed. So I stuffed those into my pillowcase, flung it over my shoulder, and I was off. The night was a huge success. The children were so happy with their toys that I decided to make it an annual event, though I needed to find a more efficient way to get around. Soon, children from all over Ohio were sending me lists of toys that they wanted for Christmas. However, I still managed to get my homework done, get my driver's license, fill out college applications, go to the senior prom, and think about what I wanted to be when I grew up. I got accepted to a very unusual college where they let me major in toys and minor in business. It was far, far away from Cincinnati, but I've always liked the cold weather. It was a perfect place for me. I made loads of amazing toys and lots of amazing friends, including the future Mrs. Claus. Word spread, and children all around the world started hearing about my once-a-year toy deliveries. I started getting mail from, well, everywhere. This kept me busier than ever. When my mom and dad came to visit, they were very proud of me, but slightly horrified. I clearly needed a better system. I was able to shorten my list of toy recipients by finding out who was naughty and who was nice, and making two separate lists. That cut down a bit on the number of toys I needed. My new friends volunteered to help, but still, it turned out to be the biggest Christmas Eve delivery I'd ever done. The elves were no match for a full sled, so I enlisted the help of some local reindeer. They, along with more than a little Christmas magic, got things moving. It was yet another successful Christmas Eve. Just as successful were my final months at college. By the time I got my diploma, there were so many toys that there wasn't enough room for them anywhere. For a wedding present, the future Mrs. Claus started looking for a place with more space where we could settle down. We consulted a real estate agent. He showed us various possibilities and finally found the perfect one for us. It had lots and lots of rooms, and best of all, central heating. After we moved in and fixed up the place, I made a big sign to put above the front door, and I put a different one in a window. I had a huge response and was able to give jobs to lots of people. And you know the rest of the story. Today, my workshop is thriving. We have to make toys almost every day of the year in order to keep up with demands. I'm jollier, my cheeks have gotten rosier, and my belly has grown a bit more rotund with each year. Mrs. Claus helps out in many ways, and she even perfected my special Santa suit. And best of all, I now have a large, jet-propelled sleigh that gets me around the world in a jiffy and makes it less tiring for the reindeer. And thanks to my GPS, we never get lost. Life just couldn't be merrier. That was Santa from Cincinnati, How a Little Boy Named Santa Grew Up to Be the Real Thing, by Judy Barrett and illustrated by Kevin Hawkes. This is Jim Stump wishing you all the happiest of holidays.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be far away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore, faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself
some great jazz piano to end this special. Phil DeGreg from the Ring 3 CD, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And jazz vocalist Mary Ellen Tanner's take on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. You've been listening to the 8th Annual Around Cincinnati Christmas Special. Technical assistance from Kevin Rowinski and Joseph Beth Booksellers. I'm Lee Hay, and from the staff of Cincinnati Public Radio, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.